Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks so much for listening today, wherever you are in the world, and a special hello to our men and women of the armed forces serving overseas and listening online in the battle zone. Appreciate you being here. Our number again is 718-506-1944. If you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area, that is a free call for you. Well, a recent story in the New York Times Magazine rocked the yoga world. It said that despite yoga's popularity, and it's been gaining popularity for many years now, it may be, in fact, too high risk for most people. When instructors are overly persistent and extreme yoga poses are held for too long, yoga can actually cause a wide range of skeletal and muscular injuries like nerve damage or torn cartilage. ABC News did a follow-up story on this, and folks that practice yoga, and there are nearly 20 million of them in America, are thinking, am I doing the right thing or not so much? So we thought we'd talk to an expert about this. Dr. Sandy Doman of the Miami Sports Chiropractic and Yoga Center has the answer. She's a chiropractic physician who has worked with a bunch of NFL and NBA players, including, I guess, over 100 folks in the NFL. And she does and knows yoga, and as a matter of fact, has even written about yoga quite extensively. Sandy Doman, thanks for being on the program today.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
So, first of all, is the New York Times Magazine and is ABC News, are they overreacting to this, or is this a real serious thing that we need to be paying attention to if we're interested in yoga?
I would say the answer is probably a little bit of both. Everything can get sensationalized in the media because that's what, you know, people are going to read. But the reality is, as yoga is getting to be more popular, both in health and fitness, as well as in the medical community, people are coming in and reports are being made that there are injuries that are being tied directly back to yoga practice.
So how common are these injuries? Out of 100 people, I mean, how many people are getting hurt out there, you think?
I think that's part of the mystery of why the media is picking up on these new yoga injuries is that it's not actually known. There have been a couple surveys done worldwide. I think there was a survey done by Lauren Fishman, who's a physiatrist based out of New York. And out of 33,000 people that they surveyed, I think something like 1,300 wrote back in. And it's estimated that it's maybe one in every 300 to 400 yoga practitioners who come up with a pretty decent injury of the spine, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle. But reports that are coming in from medical doctors and ERs are spotty at best. So that's what they're collecting now is better information on the incidence of injuries.
We're talking to Dr. Sandy Doman of the Miami Sports Chiropractic and Yoga Center about the dangers of yoga. And you can visit her online at drdoman.com. That's drdoman.com. She's also the author of Dr. Doman's Guide to Working with Injuries. So does it come down to the person who practices yoga making these mistakes? Or at the end of the day, and not to cast aspersions on folks who do what you do for a living, is this the instructor's fault?
To answer your question again without being ambiguous, you know, the answer is both. The reality is that as yoga is becoming more popular and more people want to practice, there are different certifications that are being churned out to meet the demand of people who want to practice yoga. So this runs with respect to teacher certification anywhere from online courses to one-day seminars to what's probably most widely accepted, which is a 200-hour registered yoga teacher training out of the Yoga Alliance, which is probably one of the world's biggest not-for-profit groups that's involved in certifying of yoga teachers. And so there probably is some training that is lacking on behalf of the yoga teacher. And then on the other hand, there's a lot of overzealousness on the part of new yoga practitioners who are misinformed in thinking that when they walk into a yoga class that it's going to be easy or to come in with a competitive type spirit, comparing themselves to practitioners on the mat next to them, that not all things are equal in the end. And so from these two issues, lack of training and standardization in the teachers, as well as a competitive and aggressive approach towards new yoga practitioners, that they can, result in injuries.
Talking to Dr. Sandy Doan about the dangers of yoga, and if you'd like to call in with a question, our number is 718-506-1944. Now, Dr. Doman, obviously, you're pretty well-credentialed. You're the president of the Dade County Chiropractic Society down here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. You founded this Miami Sports Chiropractic and Yoga Center. A bunch of NFL and NBA players come to you. So you've got a whole wall of credentials there that I would think would make most people feel pretty comfortable that you know what you're talking about. If I am someone who has been recommended that, hey, you know, yoga is something you got to check out, it may be helpful to you, what sort of smell test should I put to a potential instructor to make sure that they're not going to hurt me when I start doing this stuff?
That's a good question and something that I talk about every day. I have had the opportunity to get to know a lot of different yoga teachers out here in the local Miami community. Why? Because I go practice at a bunch of different studios. And then when people come in and ask about yoga or if they have sustained a yoga-related injury, I ask who is teaching. So short of being located here in the local Miami market, a good place to start is to check out the Yoga Alliance. Because like I said, yoga teacher training is spotty at best with respect to uniformity in education. Mm-hmm. At least if you go to the Yoga Alliance, that you might be able to get a teacher who has had 200 hours of training in anatomy, physiology, alignment of the postures, and the yoga philosophy. So if you're going into anything from a fitness club down to a boutique yoga studio, I would say the most important thing that you could possibly do is that if you are feeling pain, that it's okay to stop. That's probably the number one thing that I tell people who are going to try new yoga classes, because yoga teachers, very flexible, wonderful people, they can get very excited about yoga postures, because it is something to be excited about. But when you feel sharp pain, that's always a good time to stop, because that's typically a sign of potential injury.
Now, we should point out that Dr. Doman is a faculty member at the Yoga Alliance, also the National University of Health Sciences, and you have a Doctor of Chiropractic degree from Palmer College. Yoga and chiropractic medicine, how are they interrelated, and is one more or less beneficial than the other?
I've been able to really tie the two together here in my office is because I'm a conservative specialist in the management of spine pain and other joint pains. And so what I try to emphasize here in the office, and what I think a lot of chiropractors try to emphasize as well, is that when it comes to not just taking people out of pain, but also teaching them self-care and how to stay out of pain, a lot of that goes just beyond the acute stages of care in which I provide chiropractic spinal manipulation and physical therapy modalities and therapeutic exercise. A lot of it has to do with teaching our patients how to stay out of pain and to adopt good self-care habits, part of which is not just performing certain types of gentle low-impact exercises like yoga, but also on stress reduction, which is a very strong causative factor in not only chronic disease, but not surprisingly chronic pain.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Sandy Doman, our guest today, we're talking about pain, how to overcome it, and is yoga a good thing, a bad thing, or maybe a little of both? We're going to talk to Sandy about the work with NFL players. Over 100 of them have gone to see Dr. Doman, and you want to talk about racking up some pain. Big, burly football players know how to do that. We'll get into it right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
For concert dates, visit LandauMurphyJr.com and pick up That's Life in music stores everywhere. It's the Burke Allen Show, live in Washington, D.C. Our number is 718-506-1944. It's free if you happen to be in New York City today. Dr. Sandy Doman is our guest. She is a big honcho, a big kahuna in the chiropractic community. President of the Dade County, which is Miami-Fort Lauderdale area chiropractic society, founder of the Miami Sports Chiropractic and Yoga Center. She's also on the faculty of the Yoga Alliance and the National University of Health Sciences. Has a doctor of chiropractic degree from Palmer College of Chiropractic. And Sandy, you see lots of NFL players, big, you know, hulking guys here, who I would imagine probably have to sort of look at you a little funny when you say, you know, maybe yoga is the way for you to go, Mr. Defensive Linebacker.
Yes. I feel like when I first started chatting about yoga, when I was working with them starting 2 years ago, I did get a lot of raised eyebrows.
Sure.
I will tell you, though, and I'm sure you can read this in papers every day and see, you know, magazine articles, is that professional athletes are now strongly embracing yoga. It is the perfect way to cultivate the flexibility, balance, recovery from different injuries, and most importantly, which is how every athlete is looking for an edge, is to cultivate mental focus.
Why do you think yoga has gotten sort of this, I don't know if a black eye is the right term, but mm-hmm. sort of like, you know, some chiropractors, it sort of looked on with a little bit of disdain and a little distance to some folks. Well, why is that?
Right. I would say with respect to especially living in a country that puts such a strong foothold in allopathic, you know, traditional, you know, medical care,
right.
There's something to be said for having good research available to make decisions when it comes to either health and fitness or, in my case, as a chiropractor, your healthcare decisions. When it comes to having good research available up until recently, I'm coming out into practice in a very lucky time in which really good research is coming out about the safety and efficacy of chiropractic, and now yoga is just getting the same, but without the backing of, say, pharmaceutical companies and large medical grants to do the research, I would say that it just didn't exist until now.
So are we really, as someone who's been in the medical profession for a long time, are we still in that, you know, prescribe a pill for the pain mentality? And if so, is that a bad thing, or are there other approaches that people should take a look at, you know, like yoga, for example, if you've got a chronic back pain?
I would say first and foremost, if somebody does have any sort of pain or injury, it is very, very important to get a proper diagnosis from either your medical doctor or a chiropractic physician or an osteopath, because it's very hard to figure out what you're treating unless you know in which direction you need to go. And that's it's very important, especially with respect to something like back pain, because whether it's going to chiropractor, acupuncture, yoga, there's different things that can make certain conditions worse. So I'll just say that right off the bat. The second thing is that alternative and complementary medicine is just gaining popularity every day as people are becoming increasingly disenfranchised with the pop pill approach to healthcare, which in fact really isn't health at all so much as, removal of symptoms and, infections. And it's really, I think that type of care is probably best suited for emergencies.
All right, so we've talked about some of the bad stuff that can happen with yoga, the skeletal, the muscular injuries, torn cartilage, that sort of thing. Let's look at the good things. Give me a couple of benefits. If you do this right, if you go to a yoga instructor and you figure out what it is that you should be doing, what are some of the benefits?
Oh, some of the benefits from a regular yoga practice,
yes.
I would say at the very, very top, would be decreased stress level. and our super hyper over-connected in society in which we live. People's stress levels are through the roof and are by far at the root of a lot of the chronic diseases for which we have billions in healthcare dollars wasted just on managing those. And aside from that, at least from my perspective, from like an orthopedic musculoskeletal standpoint, people experience resolution of things such as back pain, neck pain in the elderly. It can increase balance and, the term is proprioception, decreasing the likelihood of falls and hip fractures, from which there's a very high rate, I think maybe 50% incidence of mortality and or admission to nursing homes.
Now, one final question. You teach a lot of these yoga teachers. You're an instructor, a professor, faculty member with the Yoga Alliance and National University of Health Sciences. Do you teach these instructors what to tell folks who may inadvertently hurt themselves, that may have a yoga injury, and what to do and how to treat them? And if so, you know, how do you treat these common things that may come up when you hurt yourself?
That's a good question. That's exactly what I do. I have a 20-hour teaching series in which I teach yoga teachers how to work with injuries but not how to treat them. That's a very important differentiator, because even if you have 200 hours of yoga training, that is just not adequate to perform differential diagnosis as well as appropriate treatment in a group setting of people who have different types of musculoskeletal or otherwise disorders. That is also meant for licensing boards and, you know, standards of care. So what I teach yoga teachers is, in the beginning of a class, when somebody walks in and they say, "Teacher, I have a herniated lumbar disc," that the teacher knows exactly what to do with that new yoga practitioner, as well as what sort of modifications they can teach that student so that they don't experience an exacerbation of pain in that class. So, for example, if they do have a herniated lumbar disc, excessive forward folding type postures would be contraindicated in that student, from which they could experience more pain from that lumbar disc. And I do hold yoga teachers responsible for that type of information.
So, you know, at the end of the day, yoga too high risk for most people, or would you say not too high risk for most people?
No, I would say without question that the benefits of a yoga practice way outweigh the risks of injury in a yoga studio. It's just important that we catch the yoga teachers up with important information to protect themselves as well as the yoga students. And then also to teach new yoga practitioners the risks involved with certain parts of practice.
Fair enough. Thanks for keeping them honest and setting the record straight, Dr. Sandy Doman in Miami, the president, the big kahuna, the big cheese, the Dade County Chiropractic Society, and the founder of the Miami Sports Chiropractic and Yoga Center. Appreciate you being on the program today. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
You bet. I'm Burke Allen, broadcasting live in Washington, D.C. and all over the world online. Blog Talk Radio Network, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And if you see a soldier listening to the Burke Allen Show overseas, thank you for service to the country. Now go out and make it a great day.